This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, I was saying earlier, we have some repeats of the program that you can check out if you can't make the live show. But here's something probably a little easier than that even these days. And that's the Kelly and Company podcast, available from your favorite podcatcher. Just simply subscribe and you can listen to the show in segment form. You can listen to the complete show. Danielle McLaughlin will also be adding today, on the end of today's show, an audio vanity card. We put those on. It's a member of the team, just records something and adds it as a little additional piece to the full show, Kelly and Company podcast. Kelly and Company podcast, available from your favorite podcatcher. Please look for us and subscribe and take the show in at your leisure over the weekend. Sometimes you may even want to settle back and do some binging of the show if by chance you get behind. That's the Kelly and Company podcast. And I'm not too proud. If you have a moment, maybe give us a rating and review. Figure I would ask about it. Well, Danielle McLaughlin, my co-host on the program with me today, and Danielle, keeping it really, really busy. The show has been excellent. You've been on here yesterday. You're with us today, and some really great subjects filing our way.
Well, yes, and I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to hear from our next guest. We are hoping to hear from Ladies Own Transport Services, Joni Fredericks. The Ladies Own Transport Services aims to empower South African women by providing safe and fair job opportunities and create a safe place for women to learn to drive. Their service is constantly evolving, and they currently have a funding campaign to keep the wheels turning. We hope that we will be able to hear from Joni soon, but she is a fascinating woman. She is a survivor of violence, and rather than submit to this, she has decided that she's going to create opportunities for other women who may have been in situations similar to hers. And, teaching women to drive, women in South Africa don't always have the easiest time, particularly women of color. And our hope is that she will be able to come on and tell us something about what she's been doing since 2018.
One of the, one of the things that a lot of us in North America forget is that right to drive for those that can. That is not that for some parts of the world is something that for ladies doesn't happen. And if it is in some other areas where it didn't, it's very recent that they've been able to do so.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know that, for example, in Saudi Arabia, women were forbidden to drive. And it's only recently that they have been allowed to. I mean, there was a period of time where they could drive and then they were forbidden and then they could drive again. But, you know, there are some issues around drivers and violence in parts of South Africa where, drivers of all sorts, but particularly women, have been subject to violence. And I understand we have Joni Fredericks with us now. Hello, Joni.
Good evening.
So nice to hear your voice. I've just been speaking about what an impressive person you are and what you've been doing. You started the Ladies Own Transport Services in 2018. Can you explain to us what your mission is?
It's really very simple. Simply to empower women to be able to get behind the wheel whenever they feel like getting behind the wheel in a legal manner.
And I think that's one of the things we were discussing, Joni, here before we brought you on, that for so many people in different parts of the world, the privilege of being able to drive is not there for other reasons, sometimes economic and that. But when it comes to women, there's a lot of things that have deterred. And if a woman is able to drive, it's that viewpoint of, can they take care of their vehicle? Are they going to be a target for some unscrupulous repairman and stuff like that? So this idea, when it came up, where did you start? When you got the idea, you and everybody involved, how did you progress?
Well, it's a deeply, deeply, deeply personal reason, really. I grew up in a house where my father always had a lot of vehicles. I had six brothers, and all of them, from very young ages, they were allowed to drive, and some of them couldn't even see over the steering wheel. And my mother, myself, and my only sister, we were never, ever allowed to even touch the steering wheel. And it touched me deeply, especially the fact that women in that time, in that particular community, seems to accept that to be the norm. And for me, it was never okay. And so for me, this is very, very closely connected to the hold that a patriarchal society has over women.
Absolutely. And also, it's a real freedom issue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look, for me, it really is very, very personal, because my mother died without ever having had the pleasure of having had her own license in hand. And my only sister also died without ever even having had the learner permit. And so every time I managed to get a woman over the finishing line, it's a tribute to those two women in my life.
How lovely. So in 2020, you expanded from teaching people to drive into ride sharing. How does that work?
No, actually this year, in January of this year, the plan was always there. The plan was always there. It was always part of the plan. But obviously, it was a real struggle to get to the point where I could actually go over into action, because ladies on transport services was started without any cash in hand, cash in the bank, or any real support from anybody. It was a dream that I really, really worked very, very hard to bring into fruition. And so already then in 2018, I felt that I needed to do something about the safe transportation of women, because I personally have been raped three times in my life. Oh, and wow. One of this happened on a public transport. And not then, and not in the 25 years since that terrible incident, did I see anything being done by government or any of the private taxi institutions. I haven't seen anything being done about women's safety. And so I realized that if somebody is going to do something to protect women while using public transport, it's got to be women. And I realized in the end, it's going to be me. Wow. And so in January, I heard that one of my very close friends were almost raped in an Uber vehicle. And it just happened. I just had to do it. I couldn't bring myself to wait another day longer to start this. And it was really crazy, because at that moment, I only had my two driving school vehicles. But I thought that, you know what? I would rather try and work with these two driving school vehicles and start my rideshare so that I can know that I have done everything in my power to ensure that not another woman is being raped or attacked on public transport.
And Joni, this is a story, you know, I hear of people saying this around the world, that how safe do people feel? Like, they just don't. How many learner drivers do you have per month?
This is crazy. I'm sorry. This is really crazy, because we still only have, at the moment, we actually only have one vehicle, because the other two, after 3 years, they are now out of commission. But we have on average of 50 learners per month.
Wow.
Wow. Goodness sake.
And they keep coming. And I'm like, what do you want here? And what the women are saying is, Joni, you know what? I, for the first time in my life, I believe that I can still, at the age of 60 or 65 years old, or even 70, obtain my driver's license. And that is cool. Because remember, my mother never had the opportunity to get her license. So every older woman is my mother. Every hard of hearing woman or girl, that person is special to me, because it's a personal challenge to be able to get through and really teach somebody successfully, knowing there is this little bit of a challenge in terms of how we communicate to each other.
And you're helping them to be safer. Now, you currently have a crowdsourcing campaign going. Can you explain that, and how can people get involved?
Oh, well, really, I need to publicly thank a friend that I met just recently, but it feels like we know each other for years. Jessica Agnew contacted me a while ago to say, hey, we are watching you from Virginia Tech University, and we like what you do. How can we assist? And this was really her idea. So the crowdsourcing campaign is really aimed at trying to raise funds so that we can expand our rideshare operation, which, by the way, is really going well. And I wanna take this opportunity to brag a little bit. We are also just about tomorrow going to launch our first pilot into one of the better areas. So we'll be driving in Edgemead, and for us this is a huge win because that is one of the more affluent areas, whereas we in Tafelsig, in Mitchell's Plain, this is where the less resourced people are living. So we want to expand our rideshare operations, but we also definitely now need to expand our driving school because it has become a place where women who are serious about their own empowerment, this is where they want to come to.
They should be too. Joni, we've got to jump to where can we get more information because we want to make sure that most people know and can help out and get involved.
Well, the best place, obviously, would be to go to our website, and then you can check us out on Facebook, as well as, how I miss Jessica now, because this actually is her part. She is so good in steering people to the crowdsourcing campaign, but that information is on our website, www.ladiesontransport.co.za.
Okay, we'll make sure it's on our blog too at ami.ca/KellyCo. Wonderful, Joni. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joni. I really appreciate your coming on with us today. That was founder and CEO of Ladies Own Transport Services, Joni Fredericks, talking to us about her service to provide safe and fair job opportunities and create a safe place for women to learn to drive. And I'd like to shout out a special thanks to Jessica Agnew. Yes, she is related to our own Matt Agnew by marriage only. And she has been doing some marvelous work with this organization, with Joni, and helping out the women in this particular situation. So thank you so much, Joni and Jessica.
Wow, what a powerful story. We'll have the next hour of Kelly and Company ahead after the break. We'll have Curious Minds with Christine Malik. We'll also get into our roundtable with Tal McLaughlin Rock, a very personal one, ladies and gentlemen. And next up, it's The Buzz with Bill Shackleton. Please stick around for more of Kelly and Company.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.